VA gets 2-year money. Yeah. One of the things that you find in Vivek's 25-point plan is that he's asking for that for technology around the government. And it is a great thing that we have at VA, because we don't have a rush at the end of the year to do things. And so really, we don't allow craziness to go on inside of our budget. If the dollars don't come in the time frame we'd like them, we still have, you know, a year to spend them beyond the current fiscal year. And so we'll make sure the program's well executed instead of doing what I now term the rush to flush.
You are also in a unique position in that you are the single CIO who has spending authority. You have power of the purse at the Department of Veterans Affairs. And last year at the GCN Gala, you gave a very impassioned speech about how important this is for CIOs. Why is this important? Why does it matter?
Well, if we want to get great performance out of IT, what we found is that the consolidated budget really lets us do that. You know, making certain that all the programs are executing efficiently. We've moved from about 30% meeting milestones 2 years ago to about 80% meeting customer-facing milestones in the intervening 2 years, because we put good IT disciplines on what we're doing. And so that real focus on the IT professionals running the IT, the health professionals running the health organization, the benefits professionals running the benefits organization, really works. And the ability for an IT professional to come in and say, this is what we need to do, this is how good private sector organizations do it, has been very effective at the VA.
You've been here at VA, the VA CIO, what, 18,
19,
20 months?
Yeah.
That means, have you gotten your first questions about when you're leaving?
I think they started the second day.
Yeah.
Yeah. The easy answer that I give everybody is I'm planning on being in this chair until January 20th of 2013. From there, it depends on how everybody votes.
We've known each other for a long time. You seem to really like this job. I know you're working in very long hours and very, very hard, but I haven't seen you quite this impassioned in a long time.
Yeah, you know... various people are built for various things. You know, it's interesting because I've been the CEO of a company, and I have to tell you, I don't really like it. Being the CIO at Veterans Affairs is, as you pointed out, I've got basically $4 billion to spend this year, and, you know, it's mine to spend, you know, appropriately for the taxpayers and for veterans. And really running an organization with a mission, you know, to support veterans, there's a lot of very, very positive things in it. For some reason, you know, this is what I really like to do and what I seem to be good at doing. And so, yeah, you know, 4 years of doing this and hopefully 8 years of doing this, and then we'll see what happens.
VA faces a lot of challenges, and thank God more people are coming back, but they're coming back injured, and that puts a lot of strain on you guys and you guys having to do more and, unfortunately, probably with less.
Well, Congress and the administration have been very generous with VA. If you look at the 2012 budget request, VA is one of the few agencies where the budget request is going up so that we can provide that health care to the folks that deserve it most. You know, if you look at it, fewer than 1% of the citizens of the United States put on the uniform and go defend the freedoms for the rest of us. We make commitments to those veterans when we ask them to go off and fight our wars, and I believe the country wants us to fulfill those commitments in the best way possible.
Having been the VA CIO, having been inside, has it given you a different view of those men and women who have come back and are now under your purview?
I don't think I'd say it gives me a different view. It certainly gives me a much deeper appreciation. You know, when you go to something like the Summer Sports Clinic in San Diego and you see the Wounded War veterans, you know, working at getting their lives back, being, you know, fully functional from an athletic standpoint, and then you look at all the support that they get. You know, we have 4 or 5 volunteers for every veteran at a clinic like that. You really get an appreciation for how much the country really does appreciate what the veterans do and how much of an outpouring of support there is there for the veterans.
Biggest challenge facing VA, facing the VA CIO right now?
Oh, wow. There are so many. It's hard for me to really categorize the biggest. I think I'd have to say the department is dependent on technology to really accomplish the transformations that the Secretary has set about. And so while in the last 2 years we have been transforming VA IT, it's been oriented towards making certain we can deliver on those transformative technologies. So we have in process major programs like the Veterans Benefits Management System, the whole paperless benefits system, that is a huge program that we are accomplishing and keeping on track. At the same time, we try to put the processes in place that will allow us to keep it on track. That's been very, very challenging. Transform IT while you work to transform the department. Kind of a double layer of challenge there. We're carrying it off, but we have to stay really vigilant on making certain that those programs stay on track, and that the programs that don't stay on track we deal with very quickly. There's an old adage from the book The Mythical Man Month that every program slips one day at a time, and if you let one day get away, that day is permanently gone from a slip standpoint. We've got to watch these programs with that level of fidelity.
From your you've been in government before, Commerce Department, you've watched this for a long time. Is that the biggest lesson that you've learned in your 20 months at VA, is that you do have to be very, it seems like you've set up systems that allow you to watch programs very carefully where you have that kind of communication with, and you know what the status points are.
You know, I think the biggest lesson that I've learned is that the employees actually like these disciplines. They want to succeed. And when I first introduced what became the Program Management Accountability System, my fear was that everybody would look at this and say, that's just draconian. What we found is that it's gotten much more embraced by the employees than I ever thought it would. It has become the delivery culture at the VA. They like being able to say, we meet our milestones 80% of the time. They like knowing that that because we're focused on meeting that milestone, if they throw a red flag, if they raise an issue with their program, they're going to get management attention from my staff and I to help solve their problem and get it out of their way. And so that level of commitment throughout the organization has really created a culture that's oriented around you will make your milestones, and frankly, people like it.
And I think, and I've talked to some of the people within VA, they sometimes previously felt like they were calling out for help and didn't, no one was hearing them. All of a sudden now, if you say, oh my goodness, we're having problems meeting this challenge, and they're being listened to, and they can get the help that they need.
Yeah, so the red flag process probably is even more important than PMAS. Any project manager can throw a red flag, and what that means is I need help. You know, I'm facing something that could cause my project to miss a date, and I've determined that I'm going to need help to resolve it. That red flag will be either resolved right then, or it'll be gone over in a weekly meeting, you know, for who's got it, who's going to solve it, what's it going to take, how are we going to get this out of the project manager's way. And, we probably have 10 ongoing red flags at any point. We've got about 100 ongoing programs. It's turning out to be a very effective process. Now, you can't ignore them when they get raised. You know, they don't just magically go away. So somebody's got to take them on, and somebody's got to really deal with the issue. But we're finding about two-thirds of the issues that get raised in the red flag process are things we can get out of the program manager's way. And then on the flip side, if I can't move the issue out of the program's way, how could I expect the program manager to move the issue?
As somebody who's been in this space for a long time, there seems to be almost an anger at you, at the people in this town who do this work, at feds, at all government workers. And I, of course, get frustrated because I know a lot of you and the work that you're doing. But when people come to you and say, just wasting money, how do you respond to that? How do you explain that anger?
Well, I don't really explain the anger, except that as a taxpayer, I want the money well spent as well. I feel like I'm in a very good place on this. I have part of the reason that I really like this job is that as a taxpayer, I've been concerned about how my tax dollars get spent. Rather than being on the outside saying, "Why don't you do a better job at it?"
You get to make a difference.
I'm on the inside, and I get to put on my pointy-toed boots and go out and kick a little butt on this issue. I think one of the things that I want to talk about in my very brief minutes here today as I talk to this group is these are the kind of government employees that can make the government change. know, if you really want to make the government change, you've got to be on the inside. And you've got to lean on that every day. You know, the government is a bureaucracy. And, you know, unfortunately, that's become a bad word. But if you really want to make government be more responsive to its citizens, then on the inside, we've got to take advantage of the fact that we have great folks like these we're going to honor here today. And we've got to help them see and help motivate them to find those things that are holding back progress and go out of their way to make them change. You know, it is the bureaucrats that can make the bureaucracy change if we really want to.